Even Jesus would never forgive what you do.
And we're back. We are back. It is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. That was a strong dose of Bob Dylan, but given what Tamara Lorenz had to tell us, we need that. We hope to be speaking with Robin Philpott. I want to remind you that the issue is the matter of the requirement of members of legislatures, to take an oath to the British Crown, and in Quebec, and very recently the decision, I think it was unanimous, that was by their assembly that members do not have to swear an oath. This is rooted in our history, and I do recommend people read more history, how this came to pass, that there has always been a rooted issue between the population, the French population of what is now Quebec, used to be New France, and descendants of the British Empire. Actually, I was reading recently about George Washington when his first encounter with fighting against the French, and the term they were using was Canadian because they were speaking of those the French of Quebec in the early 1700s, and as far as they knew, they were French Catholics, and they used it. George Washington used the word Canadians. And we're joined, speaking of Canadians, we're joined by Robin Philpott. Hey there, Robin.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I apologize for our being late. Tamara Lorenz, a peace activist and champion of the struggle to make NATO behave, was with us. She's just recently been in Moscow.
Really? Good for
pretty,
her.
Pretty yeah. Dramatic, pretty courageous. I was just outlining this issue. And you and we have spoken about this. This is actually a Taylor Report issue. We used to be championed very much by Charles Roach, a great Canadian lawyer, deceased, who refused to take the oath and therefore lost out on many positions that he would have been able to assume because in the legal field, friends of his wanted him to become a judge, but he refused to take the oath. Now, dramatically, underreported, the Quebec National Assembly has decided that that members do not have to take an oath to the Crown. Is that right?
Exactly, and it has been quite an event, and I'm quite surprised it's underreported. not surprised, I guess, but it's even underreported in the French media, although it has been an issue. And the current government has sort of finessed it to such a way that they take credit away from the people who deserve credit.
Okay.
I'll just tell
who
you
is that?
How it's come about is that the Parti Québécois has been down in the bottom of polls for a long time, and they have a new leader by the name of Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon, and He is a young man. He said from the spring before the election that when he's elected, he will not take the oath to the king.
So the vote for him was like a referendum on that subject. He said, "You vote for me, I'm not going to take the oath."
And so he that was in his campaign. He campaigned on all the issues. He says, "We at the Parti Québécois will not do it." Now the issue has been circulating in the National Assembly for about 4 years. The Québec Solidaire, which is another party, had proposed that the oath not be a compulsory thing to come and sit in the National Assembly, but all that would be required is an oath of allegiance to the people of Quebec. Mm-hmm. And but it was sort of like it was shuffling around. It never got voted on in the previous parliament. Mm-hmm. And so in this election, and the principal leader of the PQ said, we're not going to do it. And he kept saying, he didn't make wild speeches and said this, but he just said, no, we're not going to do it. And so the PQ got over 15% of the votes. But they only got 3 seats, including the leader. The Solidaire people got 12 seats. And they said they were not going to do it either. But then they sort of caved in and said, "We're going to make the oath, but then we're going to pass a law." Mm-hmm. And but the PQ said no. And when they went to the National Assembly, and they said, "We are not doing this because." The only reason we are making this oath is because of the conquest, the military conquest of Canada in 1759 and 1760, and that has been reinforced by armed forces of England and then of Canada, that you have to take this oath. And it says that is not, we will not do it. And they said, we cannot go into the National Assembly, which is the people's representative, and make a perjure, you know, it was perjury, mm-hmm. because we do not believe in this king. And so they took their position. They tried to go in the National Assembly, and the sergeant-at-arms, I think that's how you call it, said you can't come in. That was about a week ago. Mm-hmm. But the next day, the government, together with the opposition party, filed a motion to make it optional to do the oath to the king, and you could make the oath to the people, allegiance to the people of Quebec. But it was finally adopted unanimously, which is last Friday. So right now, in the National Assembly, nobody has to make any oath to the King of England. I think it's a major. People try and play it down, but it's a major symbolic, and it goes beyond symbolism. But symbols in politics are basically very, very important, and it is like a gesture of a movement of decolonization.
It's going to be a challenge for everybody else because you know. Everybody says, well, there is question about all this, and there's been a lot of disquiet, certainly Toronto and across the country, on the issue of should we swear an oath. And now this has happened. And, you know, we're always told, well, the only way it could be changed is through a constitutional change. So are you hearing from people saying, well, you can't do that, the federal government will have to do something about you?
But I mean, that would be a political hot potato for the federal government because there are enough people who mm-hmm. do not want to make this oath of allegiance, and it would be okay.
You know, it goes back to the Acadians, right? I mean, this is where we were centuries ago.
Yeah, and he pointed
they were
that
told
out.
You have to swear allegiance,
and when they didn't swear allegiance, they were deported.
Deported.
They were deported, sent all over the world, and they've been managed. Some of them managed to come back and settle in
the Cajuns of Louisiana are a product of that.
Yeah, exactly. And the whole Cajun
Evangeline. People should read the poem.
You know, Zachary Richard, who's a big popular singer here, but he's originally from Louisiana, and he says, when I talk in French, it's an act of resistance. when I speak in French. And he's a hero here in Quebec, and as a singer, he's been... He spends the winter in New Orleans and in Louisiana, and then he comes and spends the summers up here. Mm-hmm. And but it's a big step forward, and mm-hmm. You have to give credit to somebody who just said no. It's no, we will not do this.
Yes.
And the rest of the National Assembly went along and they voted unanimously. To do away with the oath. So it's you know, like people talking about decolonization in Canada. Well, this is a real gesture of decolonization on a point that people do not want to remember, that Quebec or French Canada or Canada, it was called, was colonized by the British. And there was a population here before who they wanted to assimilate and make disappear, which is the French-speaking population of Canada.
Yes. I was, you know, I was just mentioning it. I was reading about George Washington when he was a young man sent by the Ohio Company to deal with, he said, in the history it says, with the Canadians, who were, of course, the French.
Exactly.
He was supposed to tell them, you can't come into the Ohio Valley. And by the way, he contributed mightily to the Seven-Year War.
Well, that was a starting point. It was 1754, and it was
Washington killed the man named Jumonville.
Exactly, exactly. And that was the beginning of the Seven-Year War, which officially only started 2 years later in 1756.
Yeah.
And they didn't want, and that's what the Americans said, the French and Indian Wars.
Yes, in the U.S. it's called French-Indian War, that's right.
Yeah, exactly, and whereas in Quebec it's called the Conquest. And
yes.
That tells you a lot about...
And the people who were defeated in that war were the Canadians.
It
was the British Empire, with little George helping out, had a conquest, which proved to be a kind of a bitter morsel in the long run.
Right.
Robin, we really appreciate you joining us. I'm sorry we were late, but it's a very encouraging story. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for inviting me.
Okay.
Have a good day. Thanks
okay.
very much.
Bye-bye.